Hello, I'm Norman Swan. Welcome to another edition of the Health Report. Today, a symptom that maybe one in five of us have at any time. Itching, or as the jargon would have it, pruritus. That's in a moment, plus advice for maintaining healthy skin. The latest activity being foisted on men, pelvic floor exercises. Do they really work when the stakes are high? And a way of giving high-dose chemo without most of the side effects. But let's get back to that itch. Andrew's from South Australia and has had a chronic itch for years.
Yeah, about 10 years ago I noticed some itching starting on my lower legs, and I just figured it was an aftermath of eczema when I was a child, and it just gradually got worse over the years and has moved to my arms.
And just describe the sensation you get and how it affects you.
Yeah, look, I can go sort of 10 hours without feeling anything, and then all of a sudden it's just this incredible itching sensation, and trying to stop yourself scratching is really difficult. I can do it, but it is really hard. And I suppose the way to describe it would be like 10 mosquito bites just all of a sudden get to you. You know, the unbelievable urge to scratch is just so hard to stop.
All over your legs or just in one bit?
In a few isolated spots. On my legs there's about probably six spots, three on each side of my legs. So I'm sure there's other people worse off.
How does that affect your life?
Summertime, I notice it the most. That's probably my most fearful time, is when everyone else is wearing shorts. I'm usually wearing long pants to try to hide it.
And you're hiding a rash or the damage from the scratching?
It's probably the damage from the scratching. It is a rash, but the way this condition has sort of presented itself is more of a scaly sort of residue left on my skin, much like a snake skin. It's sort of a raised thing all over that area and doesn't look very good.
Does it keep you up at night?
I do wake up at night scratching, and sometimes I don't wake up at night and I find myself in the morning that I've hacked myself to pieces. Yeah, that's the worst part. If I don't wake up, it can be quite depressing.
A recently published study from the United States has measured the impact of chronic itching on people like Andrew, and it's astounding. But before we go there, let's find out what causes chronic pruritus. Cathy Reid is an Adelaide-based dermatologist and also Honorary Secretary of the Australasian College of Dermatologists.
Itch may be associated with a rash. The most common skin conditions that I would see causing itch would be conditions like urticaria or hives or eczema. Of course, if there isn't a rash visible, then we would have to look closely for underlying systemic diseases, things such as thyroid disease or anemia or chronic renal failure or even chronic liver disease.
And tell me about Andrew's condition, lichen simplex.
Lichen simplex is a very chronic skin condition. The patients, as Andrew describes, typically have this ongoing itch-scratch cycle, which they find very difficult to break. The skin becomes leathery and thickened and discoloured on the areas that are scratched regularly, and it can be a very difficult condition to treat.
And what is it? What's causing it?
It is thought to be a chronic pattern of eczema. The exact mediators are still unknown at this stage.
Meaning what's causing it, in a sense?
Yes, yes. Most cases of itch, there will be an underlying cause that you can identify. In lichen simplex, that cause is unknown.
So, in fact, lichen simplex is just fancy Latin for the fact that you don't know what's going on.
It is a pattern of chronic eczema. As in Andrew's case, he is what we call atopic. He has this family background of asthma, eczema, hay fever. Certainly lichen simplex can be seen in atopic individuals, or it may be seen in people who have never had eczema before.
And of all the people you see with chronic itch, you know, by meaning that the itch just keeps going on, you do all the tests, to what extent are you left with no diagnosis? They've just got itch, because this research paper on the impact of itch suggests it's a bit like chronic pain.
Yes, certainly. There will be a small percentage of people where you don't identify the cause. We know there is such a condition as senescent pruritus. As we get older, our skin tends to dry out, and itching is very common in older age groups. It's thought to perhaps be due to drying of the skin, but in many cases that is not the main factor, and we're unsure of what actually starts it. We talk about neuropathic causes of itch, and these are poorly understood, but can occur in conditions like multiple sclerosis, in people who've had a stroke, in abscesses in the brain. So they are poorly understood causes of itch, but should be considered in the difficult case.
Now, dermatologists tend to think that scratching is a bad thing. You introduce infection and it damages the skin. But could it be that scratching is good for you?
Some people with chronic eczema do describe the initial itching and the initial scratching as quite a pleasurable sensation, but it tends to go beyond that, such that they can't stop their scratching and they then end up doing damage to their skin and, as you say, make cuts in the skin, which makes them more susceptible to infection and secondary problems.
You're listening to The Health Report here on ABC Radio National with me, Norman Swan, where we're digging deep on itching. Still to come later in the program, men and their pelvic floor. A major centre with expertise in chronic pruritus is at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, where Associate Professor Sufi Chen has measured the impact of this condition, especially when there's no obvious cause. Idiopathic itch is the technical name. According to Dr. Chen, there are some similarities, as I said, to chronic pain. So that was what she compared itch to in terms of its effects on individuals.
We chose to interview patients that had chronic pain or pruritus, and we interviewed them with this technique called the time trade-off utility. We asked them, if hypothetically we could get rid of your symptom, whether it be the pain or the pruritus, such that you would never have to suffer from that symptom again, but you have to give up part of your life in order to attain that symptom-free life, how much of your life would you be willing to give up? And we presented in a very even manner, you know, so that we're not biasing them one way or the other. And we go from one extreme to another, giving up a lot, giving up a little.
And what did they tell you?
Well, we actually were quite surprised. You know, just focusing on the pruritus patient, on average, they were willing to give up 13% of their lives.
13%?
Which is a huge amount. Yes.
Gosh.
13% of their lives. So it was a lot of life to want to give up, to not itch.
And the people with pain?
What we found was really interesting. Once we took into account age and gender and income, marital status, all of these things we adjusted for, we found that it didn't matter what the symptom type was. Only two things influenced significantly the quality of life impact. One was the severity of the symptom. It didn't matter if you had pain or pruritus. And then the other thing was whether or not you were married. If you were married, you were more likely to not have as much impact from your symptom. And we speculated that that might be because there was a supportive environment. We anecdotally have had patients who have gone through divorces because their spouses or partners could not understand why they were constantly scratching and complaining. And I think that having a supportive partner is very helpful, you know, with chronic pruritus.
Can it be treated?
Well, if you have a skin disorder, it's easier to treat if you can get at the root of it. So, for instance, patients who have kidney failure, they, you know, often will itch, but once they get onto dialysis or if they get their kidney transplant, then the pruritus is no longer an issue. But for those skin disorders, or you know, sometimes you can't get the transplant and the dialysis isn't working out, then it would be really miserable to have that itch. And unfortunately, there are just not many drugs out there at all. In fact, it's amazing how few drugs we have for itch.
So things like antihistamines don't really work?
No, there have been some very neat studies to show that antihistamines is only a very, very small part of itch. And in fact, for most skin disorders, it only explains urticaria or hives is the other word for it. But it doesn't help with like eczema or psoriasis or it merely just puts you to sleep.
And psychological therapies have been shown to be quite effective in some people with chronic pain, where you learn to think differently about the symptom. The symptom doesn't go away, but you learn to deal with it in a different way psychologically. Has that been tried in chronic itch?
Not so much.
I get through life pretty well. I mean, I've got a stable family life and work's going well. Things that I will try to avoid is being invited to pool parties, that type of thing in the summertime. I'm sure that stress has something to do with it. Sometimes if I've got a stressful situation at work, I just find myself subconsciously. I've realised that 30 seconds into some heavy scratching, and I have to take my hand away and try my best to resist, which is very difficult.
And what relieves it, apart from cold air?
One thing I found really helps, if I'm near cold water, and when that itching sensation starts, if I can get near cold water and just put it on my hand and on that area, it tends to relieve the urge to scratch a fair bit. as well as good moisturisers. Which one am I using at the moment? Some Sorbeline. Any sort of good soap-free creams will really, really help. And that's part of the trick, is to keep everything moisturised as much as you can, because I think it's drying out that causes a lot of the itching.
Andrew, and before him, Sufi Chen, Associate Professor of Dermatology at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Here's Adelaide dermatologist Kathy Reid again.
Well, all treatments in the condition that Andrew has would be aimed at breaking the itch-scratch cycle. Antihistamines may have some part to play, but are not the be-all and end-all in his condition. Physical means, anything we can do to keep his hands away from the affected areas, and that may mean bandaging his legs, putting, say, zinc-impregnated bandages on his legs, leaving them for a week or so, taking them off and replacing them. You can alleviate some of his symptoms over a period of weeks. However, treatments are not very successful and the problem often recurs.
Because they're hard to stick to. It's like wet bandages on children eczema to stop them itching. It's just hard to keep going.
Yes.
And Kathy, the general advice for people to maintain a healthy skin and a moisturised skin so that you're not scratching even if you don't have chronic itch?
In anyone who has itchy skin, the mainstays of treatment would include regular use of moisturisers on the skin, avoidance of soaps. Soaps tend to have a detergent action on the skin and dissolve the fats that we have in our skin, so they should be avoided. And soap substitutes such as Sorbeline could be used. They should also avoid overheating. Heat is quite a potent stimulus to itch. And if there is inflammation on the skin, then topical corticosteroids may be indicated.
And moisturisers, it's not just any moisturiser, is it?
Well, yes. Most moisturisers are mostly water, contain about 85% of water. So certainly moisturisers may feel differently on people's skin and they may prefer one over another.
Most dermatologists suggest using buckets of the stuff.
That's correct. Someone with a chronic eczema will require buckets of moisturiser. In the paediatric age group, lots of moisturiser ideally is all the treatment that will be required sometimes.
So anyone, best not going for the $40, 15-gram tube of moisturiser?
I would suggest not. I would suggest over-the-counter moisturiser that you can buy in large quantities for a few dollars, all that is necessary.
Sufi Chen at Emory University has some more advice about choosing moisturisers.
What I recommend when patients come and see me is to first get a very good moisturiser. And what I mean by that is not to use a lotion, but to use either a cream or an ointment. So what I tell my patients is if you can pump it out of a bottle, that's a lotion. That's too watery. You need to be able to either scoop it out or squeeze it out. And then after a shower or a bath when the skin is a little moist, to apply the cream or ointment so that it traps the micro droplets of water into the skin. And if we can at least rule that out, then we then can start figuring out whether or not there's a more serious problem for a chronic itch.
Sufi Chen.